Brendan Rodgers, Ulster champions 2 years in a row. You don't do it easy.
No, we're making people earn their, or at least get value to their tickets, you know. Difficult game, Armagh, obviously, some steal on them. Every game they play, they take it to the wire. You think they're down, they come back, and that's the nature of Armagh football. And they're obviously a very well coached team, and they have a lot of energy and a lot of good players on their squad, you know. But yeah, we had to dig in deep the other day, and I guess penalties is not the most ideal way to do it, but we had to fight tooth and nail to get to penalties. So I suppose we earned the right to at least be at that point. And look, there's a fair bit of luck in it, but Orne Lynch was phenomenal on the penalties. So full credit to Orne again, like it wasn't the McKenna Cup semi-final.
You're a goal scorer in hurling. How far down the penalty taker pecking order were you?
I was just out no more. I got shooting out field a bit, so I'm about to go before and take a penalty, you know.
How's that come about? Do boys put up their hand?
No, we take a lot of penalties in training and muck about in one thing or another, and I guess there's guys who are very consistent at doing it, and we try and make some sort of pressure scenarios to be something similar to what you would try and get. Obviously, you're never going to get 30,000 people shouting at you, but a lot of the players had penalties for their clubs too, so there's no coincidence that those are the guys that get hitting them. And I suppose I'd be earmarked as a defender when it comes to those sort of things at that point.
A tough week for obvious reasons, but how important was it to get a good start? Because it's been sort of synonymous with your performances so far, was it?
Yeah, and I guess
your goal comes obviously.
Yeah, the start is obviously very important, very much as the throw-in, you know. Armagh against Donegal last year caught the throw-in, kicked it in, got a goal, and then obviously it's easier for them to defend, and we obviously knew it's very important to get a lead and try and maintain that as long as possible, try and take it down the stretch. That's kind of the way we like to do it, but a good start was always very, very important in any game, and I guess that gives you that element of control, so very important. But we'd be disappointed that we didn't take a few more chances or create a few more, and you know, I missed one myself even to fist it over the bar, and that could have changed the dynamic of the game. So small margins.
A lot spoken about just conceding goals from high ball, and actually I think I was doing a bit of research. Out of 13 goal chances you've coughed up in the last three games, only four of them are from high ball. Was it overplayed? Could you just talk about it? What was the sort of take in the camp?
Well, you kind of address it. There's a lot of things to think about, like what position a team is in the game when they're playing you. You know, we were maybe 10, 12 points up against Romano when they got theirs, and people are looking as if it's a big weakness. But look, yeah, you can take your foot off the pedal at times when you're comfortable in games. We were trying a lot of players in different positions as well, so there's a learning curve in that. Obviously, we had a hard learning curve against Dublin, but we reviewed those in the league final, and I guess if we had been a bit sharper on how we applied our defensive criteria, we would have been a bit more successful in trying to deny them at least, or turn them into points rather than goals, and how we should have scrambled. But luck was not something we got too caught up on. No.
Lynchy saved three penalties, I think it was.
Yep.
He caught a high ball, he caught a ball into his chest at an important stage of the game. He stood up. He would have been under pressure probably going into the game, but he stood up for those high balls.
Yeah, Orne gets a lot of flack for how he plays out the field and stuff at the minute, and I guess he showed what he's about, the character that he is. He doesn't let anyone faze him, and you know, he really stepped up when we needed him in penalties, and it's a very, very lonely place. Not easy for any goalkeeper, and to pull off three saves and two of them are absolutely phenomenal. You know, full credit to him. That's definitely what we needed today.
Final couple of points at half time. Sorry, after normal time, you had a black card. Our man nearly won it. What was the sort of emotion in that dressing room? Because it was a big test at that point.
It was very funny. There was a bit of frustration that we didn't actually apply ourselves the way we wanted to. But it's funny how when you get that moment to settle again, you get a bit more energy. Albeit Armagh came out and got the first couple of scores again, but we were a man down, and I thought we battled very well. But then players with a bit of leadership stepped up. You know, Sheen was demanding the ball, things like that. Gareth was demanding defensively from players. Everybody was making sure we were taking responsibility for something and trying to give that 1% that we were always looking for. So that's the type of characters we have on our team. We're all together, we're on this together, and we want to drive on together.
2 points down, Connor catches Connor catches a kick out, 1 point down, Shane wins the kick out, then you're level and go ahead. Massive moments.
Yep, and that's the kind of leaders we have, and those guys are not afraid of the big moments, put themselves in positions to win those balls, and Look, you can't question their desire to win, and that's what winners do, you know, they put themselves in those positions.
When do you think about the group stages? Not now.
Tuesday probably. You know, we'll enjoy tonight, and I can't deny that a few boys will try and enjoy tomorrow, or at least be recovering. But yeah, we'll try and tidy up on Tuesday again and go back at it again, because we want to move on.
You probably felt you didn't do yourselves justice in Croke Park. Is that what the players think? Is that what you would have thought?
It's not a stigma over Croke Park. It's nothing like that. It's just you always want to prove yourself in the latter stages against the big teams, and they always play at the latter stages in Croke Park, and that's where we ultimately want to be. All Ireland semi-finals, finals, that's the aim, make no bones about it. We had our goals at the start of the year, won the McKenna Cup, the next one was get promoted, the next one was Ulster Championship, and look, we can't set our sights anything else on an All Ireland, so that is the focus, that's the aim.